This is PWX champion Caleb Conley, and you're watching Live from the Armory with Buckhouse Bob and my BFF, Laura.
How's it? I'm your biggest fan.
Welcome to Live from the Armory Wrestling Show, the premier podcast of indie wrestling.
Just me rambling on incoherently and Laura talking about Caleb Conley.
Our studio line is area code 213-816-1605 with your host, Bunkhouse Bob.
I will bounce you like a lowrider in a Dr. Dre video, and that's no joke.
And the lovely Laura.
It's me!
Good evening, folks. It is Wednesday night. That means that you are listening to Live from the Armory Wrestling Radio Show. I'm your co-host, Bunkhouse Bob. Joining me in just a few moments, as always, each and every week, the lovely Laura. Folks, big show tonight. Every freaking week, it's a big show tonight, but tonight in particular. Tonight we have PWX star, the lovely, the vivacious, the talented. Some say she's a diva. Others say she's the devil. We have Amanda Rodriguez joining us in the 8 o'clock hour, folks. You don't want to miss this interview. You can get a hold of us. Our studio number is 213-816-1605. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to us live right now or if you choose to download the episode later. We can be heard on Blog Talk Radio. We can also be heard on iTunes for free. All you got to do is go to iTunes, type Armory in the search bar, wait for it to pop up, go down and click the podcast link, pops open, voila, there it is. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, and Laura's going to talk a little bit about Twitter here in a moment, our Twitter address is @FromTheArmory. Folks, we need some followers on Twitter. So we're reaching out to you, our fans, because why do we need Twitter followers, Laura?
Because we want to make T-shirts.
That's right, folks.
And
we would like to make T-shirts. Why is it that we need Twitter followers to make T-shirts? Why is that, Laura?
Because we're either going to have to pay for the shirts.
Yeah,
which,
we're cheap, and I don't want to pay for shit.
Or we need to get 2,000 Twitter followers. So all you people out there that are following us right now, I know you have wrestling fan friends who love indie wrestling. So put a word out. We need followers, people. I want a T-shirt, damn it.
Laura is already starting to crack, folks, underneath the pressure of trying to gain 2,000 Twitter followers. You know, we could be really cheap. We could go to one of those follow.me deals, or we could go to that other site that if you want to gain followers fast, 1,000 followers in 5 minutes, we could do that. Or we could pay people to follow us. Like, I don't know, we could pay Mr. Sleaze a penny to follow us, but it's not really worth the penny to be in his pocket. We'd like to do it the honest way, folks. We would like to get our followers because of what we do. So, like Laura said, check us out on Twitter, @FromTheArmory. Tell your friends, retweet it, repost it, copy it, paste it, cut it. Do whatever it is that you need to do on social media, and let's get 2,000 followers. Folks, if you'd like to find us on Facebook, how do the good people do that, Laura?
You go to Facebook.com and type in Live from the Armory. It's Facebook.com/live.armory.9.
Folks, we're really excited. We got a really good show, and you know, that there are a couple of things that are going on, and I was sent some stuff earlier, so you're just going to have to try to follow along with us tonight, folks. Usually we have a thing, we have a little sheet, a program, some notes, if you will, but there's been so much that's gone on in the last 12 hours that we might end up jumping around. I don't know. I got a video sent to me early this morning, and it's now up on the PWX app. And if you haven't downloaded the PWX app, I'm not going to do a Michael Cole and tell you every 30 seconds, download the app, download the app, download the app. We're all tech savvy here. We all know how to operate a mobile device. You can go to the Apple Store, and you can download the PWX app for free, okay? And there you can view PWX TV episodes. Episode 35 is the one I'm speaking about in particular. I was sent this video earlier this morning before it went up on the app because I was told that I needed to see it. I watched the video, folks, and here in just a few minutes, I'm going to desperately try to get a hold of senior PWX management, the owner of PWX. I'm going to try to get a hold of Brian, and we're going to try to get to the bottom of this whole Cedric Alexander suspension and the complete total breakdown that happened at the end of that match between Caleb Konley and Cedric Alexander for the PWX Championship. Folks, I don't know if you've ever been a victim of a crime, but if you have, you know that hollow feeling that you get in your stomach where you know that you've been violated, you've been robbed. That's the way that Cedric Alexander's walking around. We're going to get to it. Don't you start on me, Laura. I mean it. I'm in a bad mood. Don't start. I told you. I've taken so much crap over the last week since we started promoting the show. And I told myself, I promised people I was going to be nice. I was going to be a gentleman. I came home. I put on my comfortable clothes. I put on a little mood music. I tried to calm myself down. And guess what? It didn't work. It didn't work.
I noticed.
We're going to see what we can. We're going to see if we can get our good friend Brian Kanabruski on the phone, owner of PWX, here in just a few minutes. I did want to tell folks that I saw there was an update. We were talking about Jessica Havoc last week in WSU. Mm-hmm. And the rumored reason behind all of this turmoil that went on with Jessica Havoc, WSU, so on and so forth, is that Jessica signed to do the TNA Knockouts Knockdown 2 pay-per-view on 5/10, in which she lost to Madison Rayne. Some people feel that she has signed a deal with TNA. I can't confirm or deny it. And that she was signed to help the Knockouts division. Now, my personal opinion is that it may work for TNA. I'm not so much sure that there are many women that are on that roster, and the two that come to mind right now are Gail Kim and Angelina Love that could adapt and have a good match with her. I think everybody else would be lost. And that's, you know, like I said, I don't know for a fact that she has or hasn't signed. There's just a rumor going on that she has signed with TNA. So that's my TNA update, because I haven't talked about TNA since January.
Wow, you haven't.
Well, and here's another funny thing about TNA. If you don't know this from Raw, and I haven't watched Raw, this is just what I've gathered off of social media. Daniel Bryan is hurt, suffering from a neck injury. TNA champion Eric Young suffers a neck injury. I mean, it's just...
coincidence?
No. This is just the back-and-forth stuff that's been going on for a long, long time. That's why I don't talk about TNA. I just don't. So that's what I know.
Well, that's not what we're here for, right?
No, it's not. I did want to mention I did want to mention something really quick. There were several talents from PWX that were on Monday Night Raw, and I'm going to read off a few names of them. They were on Raw and SmackDown as part of the Rosebuds.
Right,
Darcy
I saw
Dixon,
that. It was awesome.
Darcy Dixon, Chastity Taylor, Jackson James, Billy Brash, and Tessa Blanchard were a part of that. So very, very cool that not only they were able to do it, but they got the experience of doing it. So
exactly.
You know, that's the cool thing. So I'm very, very happy for them. Very happy for them. And I just got a message. Sometimes this is how this works, folks. We're going to make a phone call.
Oh, here it goes.
It's Brian. May I help you?
Hi, Brian. Bunkhouse Bob, live from the Armory Wrestling Show.
Hey, Bob. How are you, sir?
I've had better days. I've had worse days. How are you, sir?
I am doing all right.
You're doing all right? Brian, I wanted to let you know, I hope I'm not disturbing you on your private time. I wanted to let you know right up front, we're live on air. Is that okay, sir?
That is quite all right. I'm just shutting my office door, and we're good to go.
Okay. I was sent a video earlier this morning in reference to the match between Cedric Alexander and Caleb Konley. It's up on the PWX app, television episode 35, Konley and Alexander for the title, in which several events happened at the end of that match, which led up to Cedric's Alexander's suspension. Can you elaborate for us a little bit on Cedric's suspension and the thought process that went behind of it?
Yeah, I'll leave my comments strictly to just the suspension. Cedric got a little bit frustrated, would be the understatement of the century in that match. It took a lot of the locker room to try and break up the melee that finalized Gate City Battle in Greensboro last month. Unfortunately, literally the whole locker room was out there. I myself was concerned after guys were getting tossed around. Then I went out just to try and be the voice of reason. I've talked with Cedric previously. I know he's been frustrated with Caleb, would be the understatement. I've been trying to appease everybody in the locker room. Unfortunately, things got well out of hand. His frustration ended with a Cedric Alexander kick to the face of myself. With that, I literally had no choice but to suspend him.
Well, you know, Brian, here's the thing is that at some point in time, you know, enough has to be enough. I mean, you know, we go back to Rise of a Champion 9, and then obviously we go back to this match, and it would seem, by all appearances, video doesn't lie, that Mr. Konley and Ms. Rodriguez have used tactics that are not only, in my opinion, unbecoming of a champion, but also cast a dark light on PWX. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that he dragged the referee in front of him. He knocked Mitch Blaylock out. You know, Amanda lays her hands on Cedric. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. What's the resolution here?
Very easy. The resolution is a match to where no count out, no DQ. Let them settle it in the ring. Let them have their battle, and let them go at it. So May 24th, Cedric will be past his 30-day suspension period, and he can take on Mr. Konley in our main event in Thomasville, North Carolina. in a no DQ match for the PWX championship.
So this will be a no DQ match for the PWX
no
title.
DQ match. I am literally bringing three extra referees.
Okay.
I am literally have been getting requests for referees across North Carolina who want to come, who want to support Mitch and support Charles and support our locker room and get this match completed and done.
Well, I know that the fans, I mean, it was obvious at the end of the match there was a lot of emotion, not only on Cedric's part, but on the fans' part. There were several chants, which I'm not going to repeat on air, that want to see a resolution to this, and it looks like you've provided that. My hope is that we can finally get to a point where we can have a clear-cut winner and we can find this resolution at Revolutions for PWX.
That is exactly my goal, Bob. I myself have been surrounded by plenty of controversy and heat lately as far as why this match and why everything has been going crazy with PWX and all of this. Everybody I know, one of my interviews I refer to is yours with the debut of the show. I explained, here's my purpose. My purpose is to take local talent and push them further. If that builds my brand at the same exact time, then so be it. The problem I'm running into right now is I've got two very talented people at the top of my roster who are former partners and ready to kill each other. This has gotten way out of hand to the point where it takes, I don't know what, to control these two.
Well, it certainly seems like you have your hands full. You've had your hands full with this, and certainly don't envy you in any stretch of the imagination, especially after having seen the kick. On a personal note, are you all right? Is Mitch okay?
Mitch is okay. Mitch is having a little bit of back issues. I myself knocked me out and bit my lip. That was pretty much what happened with me. A little bit of neck pain, not much. Totally caught me off guard. Unfortunately, my kids and wife and my family were in the audience, so as I was escorted back to the locker room, the worst thing or the thing that hurt the most was the "Daddy, are you okay?" From my 3-year-old son. That was the one that hurt the most, because I don't want them to see this business in that type of negative light, to where, you know, there's that fear for Daddy getting hurt, because as everybody knows, I am not talent. I keep myself pretty much quiet. I act as host for the events and for the evening, but I do not like to participate. Getting in the ring was strictly, I have been the voice of reason for, you know, almost a full year now at PWX since I took ownership. So, I mean, I'm just trying to get everybody to settle down, and it ends up blowing up in my face with a kick to the face.
Well, hopefully coming up on May the 25th, we can find the resolution that not only you are looking for, but the fans are looking for, and Mr. Alexander and Mr. Conley are looking for. Brian, you want to give us the rundown? May the 25th, where is the venue?
The 24th is Revolutions in Thomasville, okay, North Carolina, at the Thomasville Armory, 130 Coldrift Avenue in Thomasville, North Carolina. And then our Sunday matinee on the 25th at Club Hush, 3500 East Independence Boulevard in Charlotte. Questions or anything involving tickets, 855-PWX-FANS. The ticket number is right there. Any other questions, feel free to find me on Facebook or leave a message through the Facebook page. Always works great. But bringing in some new talent, Moose Ojinaka former Atlanta Falcon and New England Patriot, as well as the Syracuse Orangeman football player. He'll be coming in. NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion Chase Owens will be coming in. Sigmund, the Bravado Brothers, Laura, are back both nights. Okay. So you get your little dose of Bravados and Caleb Conley all in the same night. And if you want to stay in town or stay around, you can stay for the second evening. I promise everybody they will be very happy with both days' cards.
Very good. Brian, I want to certainly thank you for taking the time. I know that you're a very busy man. I know there's a lot of promotion going on. I know that there's a lot of work that's involved. As always, you've been very gracious with your time with us and helping us get the information out to the fans about PWX Wrestling. Folks, you do not want to miss these two events for PWX if you are in the area, and we're certainly going to help continue to promote this great promotion that you've helped bring up to speed in PWX.
I appreciate it, Bob. Laura, thank you. I promise you both have two great events. Definitely, if anyone wants to come out, if they have questions, please feel free. Keep an eye on, if you are local in the area, to the Thomasville High Point Triad area, Thursday, Friday, and Monday, and then Thursday and Friday of next week as well. Feel free to check out some of the commercials we'll be airing on the WWE and TNA shows.
Very good.
Awesome.
Brian, thank you. Thank you once again for being with us tonight. I appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thank you all very much. Tell Amanda I said hello.
I will do that. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Brian.
Bye, Laura. Yes, ma'am.
And there he goes.
All right. See? Now, did you get the answer you wanted, Bob?
Well, you know, Laura, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. And I don't know. We'll see. It's no reflection on Brian. I know Brian's doing that the absolute best that he can do in the given situation. You know, you know, but like I said, at some point, you know, you have to wonder when enough is enough. So we shall see what occurs.
Yes, we shall.
All right. Let's see here. Moving right along, and bear with me here just a minute, folks. I'm suffering from some type of technical difficulty here. wanted to address something that happened during last week's show.
Oh, Lord.
It would appear that somehow, in a batch of papers that Laura forwarded to me to sign for show business, you know, we were just talking about pro wrestling tees and so on and so forth, that somehow in that batch of papers there was a contract that got slid into those papers. And I don't quite know how in the world that occurred, but it did. And I went back through all the papers that Laura sent to me, and I got a copy of it in front of me, and I'm going to read this to you. This is what I signed. I, Bunkhouse Bob, will proxy or substitute for any member of the Burke County Boys on any strikes by a kendo stick against one Mr. Sleaze, Eric Thompson, in the event of a loss in a match stating such stipulation of match by said member of the Burke County Boys, if Bunkhouse Bob is physically present at said event. Basically what that is, folks, is a lot of legal rigmarole that says that I would have to take a kendo stick shot in the event that one of the Burke County boys was to lose to Mr. Sleaze. Are you following me, Laura?
Unfortunately, yes.
First of all, this is not going to happen, okay? that this is not going to happen, because the Burke County boys aren't going to lose to the likes of Mr. Sleaze. Secondly, this is never going to happen because I am a wrestling genius, and I'm not going to be allowed to put myself in that situation. And thirdly, well, frankly, there is no thirdly. The first two speak for themselves. I am a wrestling genius. I did contact some people about this, and it would seem, I contacted Josie Morgan and I contacted Crystal Noel, that while you, Laura, were at Justin Fireball's birthday bash, lined up there at the kissing booth, and you had set your little purse down, it would appear that some guy walked over to your purse and stuffed a bunch of papers down in there, and they must have got mixed in with the junk that you had in there, and that's what got forwarded to me. So I don't know who was at Justin Fireball's birthday party that I pissed off, but guess what? This is not going to happen, okay? And it would appear that this isn't Laura's fault, so I forgive her. Hold on
now,
a second.
Bob,
hold on a second. I've had nothing but issues. Hold on. Who's this boob here?
Listen here, Mr. Bunkhouse Bob. Listen here. I know you're extremely excited that you got your little one-on-one scoop from Mr. Kanabuski from PWX, and you're just jumping for joy that your little Cedric Alexander is going to have his time to shine, as they like to say. But you got to realize something, Bob. You say that things aren't going to happen because you mistakenly signed this contract to take kendo shots for me. A contract's a contract, Bob. You're going to sign it or bad things will happen. A.K.A., when bad things happen, that means that, you know, who knows what could happen to this little show of yours, you know? Who knows who could send out a mass Twitter feed saying that Live from the Armory might be one of the worst shows they've ever seen, and those 2,000 Twitter followers may never happen. See,
let me tell you something,
on my side.
Let me tell you something, Bub, okay? I've been in this position before. This isn't anything new to me, okay? This isn't my first rodeo, and it's certainly not my first time on the bull, all right? I've already had my run-ins with guys like you, okay? Take, for example, and you know this cat, take, for example, one Jeff the Hitman Hart, okay? He ran his mouth, and I had him taken care of. As a matter of fact, if you go back and look at the $5 pay-per-view All Gimmicks Needed, Terry Houston had him begging in the corner telling him, I hate Canada. And he's Canadian. Terry told him, said, say it. Say, I hate Canada. I love the U.S. Guess what? Jeff said it. What this means for you is real simple. I'm gonna lay it out for you just like this. If you think that you're going to back me into a corner, literally, so that I can take a couple of swats from a kendo stick, son, you've been sitting out in the sun way too long. That tickling inside of your brain is not from that haircut. Now your hair is growing inward, and it's messing around with your thought process. Because this isn't going to happen.
Really? Really? Well, first off, it wasn't Terry Houston that had some Jeff Hart in the corner. It was Big Donnie. So, seeing right there, you're already disrespecting your so-called Burke County boys that you're an honorary member of by not getting the names right. See, that's where the problem lies, Bob. See, you know, maybe if you got on this radio and quit talking so much about Cedric Alexander and hating on the Kool-Aid of Caleb Conley, maybe you could promote me, Bob. Why am I not in PWX? And maybe it's because you're not promoting me on this show like you should be, Bob. Maybe
that's what it boils down
that,
to. That's
I
what
say,
it boils down to. See,
and for that,
what you
I got a point, Bob. Caleb Conley.
Yeah, I know, Caleb Conley. Listen here, Dip. I'm going to explain this again. The Burke County boys have beaten so many people, I can't keep track of all of them. Even I get confused from time to time after we've kicked so much ass. Second of all, you might want to get you a new ring jacket, but one that's got some tails on it so that you can go on and grab onto those coattails, because you're not going to ride mine, okay? And you're not going to ride this show's coattails any longer. Jeez. Everybody wants something for free, Laura. Why is that? Everybody wants to ride off of our notoriety. I should be in PWX. I should be here. I should be there. I should be the main event. Guess what? We are the main event. We are the main event, Eric. God, Laura. People just want to see my blood pressure rise, don't they?
They do. And see, you just back yourself into a corner like that. You know Sleaze is one of our best supporters.
Why would Sleaze want to put me into some kind of compromising situation where I have to take kendo shots? If he's such my good buddy, here's an old saying, okay? Don't piss down my back and try to tell me it's raining.
Bob, I think he's got a fetish problem or something.
If he's my good buddy, why is it that he's trying to put me into this kind of position?
Maybe he's trying to help you realize your full potential, because you are, after all, Bunkhouse Bob. And that name kind of carries a certain reputation. You know, it precedes you. You know, they're thinking you're ready to throw down at any time.
Well, that's because I can throw down at any time. See, this is starting to stink again. This is going back to you wanting to see me roll around in the thumbtacks. This is wanting you to see me in the barbed wire.
The thumbtacks. Oh. You're the one that did that, not me. That was your idea, not mine.
I do it all, folks.
I'm just trying to help you.
I do it all. I know. I know you're trying to help me. You're trying to help my insurance rates.
Wrestling genius right here, folks.
Yeah, you're trying to help my insurance rates is what you're trying to help. Trying to help me out of this world is what you're trying to do. Oh, Lord.
I'm your friend, Bob.
With friends like you. Oh, Lord. We've got to move along here, folks. I'm lost. I have no idea what the hell we're doing anymore. God. I have no idea of what we're doing.
I think I'm going to talk about Omega. How about that?
Please do.
Okay. Omega presents the Blue Ridge Rumble this Friday, May 16th, 3399 Providence Church Road in Henry, Virginia. It's about a two-hour drive away from me. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it. I'm really bummed about that, because Matt Hardy's going to take on Zane Dawson in the main event. Bob's good friend, Cedric Alexander, and he's my good friend, too, is going to be there. Rebby Sky's going to be there, and my BFF, Caleb Conley, is going to be there. For more information, visit www.omegalives.com.
Oh, got a double show, NWA Elite Championship Wrestling, Saturday, May 17th, Grand Kalu Recreation Gym. This is in Duloc, Louisiana. 7 p.m. bell time, scheduled to appear, John Saxon, Steve Anthony, Purple Haze, and more. May 18th, next night, East Park Recreation Center, Houma, Louisiana. 5 p.m. bell time on this one, scheduled to appear, John Saxon, Andy Dalton, The Legion, Steve Anthony, and more. All the information for them can be found at www.elitechampionshipwrestling.com.
And we're going to talk about my good friends at Milestone Wrestling. They're having a great card again. It returns to the Hickory National Guard Armory May 17th. There's a bell time of 8 p.m. Tickets are $8. The cards so far: Maniac Mondo versus Justin Fireball, Mike Levy versus Mad Dog, Mr. Sleaze, Eric Thompson, makes his Milestone Wrestling debut when he takes on Tristan Ramsey. Rusty Rodriguez is going to take on Trey Chaos. There's going to be a tag team gauntlet match to crown the new Milestone Wrestling tag champs. Some of the teams featured are going to be the Donnies, my buddy Big Donnie and Little Donnie, the Angels of the Rings, the Young Guns, Pro Evil. There's going to be a bunch more announced before, you know, the card takes place on Saturday. So, and cannot skip over this match. The main event is going to be a last man standing match for the Smash Mouth Championship. Colt 45 is defending against Terry Effin Houston. That one is going to be one for the record books, folks. So make sure you're in Hickory Saturday night.
And I know here coming up in just a little bit, you'll be talking a little bit about what occurred on Mother's Day for XWW, Terry Houston.
Want to do that.
Colt 45 in that match, tearing it up in the death match scene. And we'll get to that in a few. You know what? And something just struck me. We just promoted Eric Thompson. We just promoted Mr. Sleaze. He wants to come on our show and bitch and whine and moan about how he's not getting put over. Guess what, son? You just got flipped over like a flapjack.
Sleaze just tweeted something out here. Let me read it. It says, let's see here. Where'd it go? It's about me. No one cares about at Bob Delph. I am the voice of the voiceless.
Somebody said
Bob Delph has friends, question mark. It was at Matrix 220. So, yeah.
Allegedly.
And then True God says that you and Eric need to settle this in the ring.
Yeah. I'm in training. I am in training right now, even as we speak, but not for wrestling, folks. Yes, it is true that I have signed a contract with Formula One Grand Prix. I will be at the Grand Prix of Monaco racing in the big event coming up later on this month. So I'm in training for that. Because
like what, on some other planet or something?
No, I mean, like on F1 Forenza on Xbox.
God almighty.
What? No, I'm not a Formula One driver, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. I just want to be in that commercial. Never mind, that's another story. Pro Wrestling, I know. Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm on it. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, Refused to Lose 2014, Center Circle Soccer Dome, Rahway, New Jersey, 8 p.m. bell time. Scheduled to appear, Kevin Matthews, Jeff Jarrett's on this card, Dan Math, former show guest Luke Hawks, Devin Moore, and many others. This is a strange website I'm going to give you folks, but how they got this, I have no idea, but it is the link to Pro Wrestling Syndicate, www.bedofnails.com/PWS home. So if you're in the Rahway, New Jersey area, check out Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
My email just did something funky. I think it just ate half of my message. But while I'm reloading my email, this is getting kind of serious between you and Mr. Sleaze, because
old
Sleaze just tweeted out hashtag bunkhouse bitch.
Oh, boy. See, you know what?
Mr. Sleaze mad.
Well, you know, he can be as mad as what he wants to be. You know, that's fine. You know, what he's done, obviously he's been subscribing to the WWE Network, or he's been watching the old WCW tapes with Eric Bischoff strutting around saying controversy creates cash. You know, what creates cash is a good old-fashioned ass-whipping. That's what creates cash. That's what people want to see. There's no controversy involved here. None at all.
Are you saying that you want to whoop Mr. Sleaze's ass?
I guess we're just going to have to put it out just like this. Mr. Sleaze, Eric Thompson, it goes something like this. If I am in the same town that you are in, if I am within the same building that you're in, within a 10-block vicinity, and you have something that you want to say to my face, say it.
Wow.
That's all. Say it.
So you just threw down the challenge, Bob.
That's how it goes.
Wow. That's how it goes.
How it goes.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say to that, Bob. I'm going to move right along and talk about IWF presents Desert Storm at the Celebrity Theater, 440 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Fan Fest starts at 1, meet and greet at 2, bell time is at 4. Scheduled to appear, Matt Hardy. He gets around.
Yeah.
Chris Sabin, just released from TNA, going to be back on the indies. Absolutely can't wait to see him, Brian and PWX. Austin Aries, Shelton Benjamin, AR Fox, Johnny Gargano, and many, many more.
Yeah, that's a pretty big card. Actually got
mm-hmm,
that came out. It was on Facebook. I tried to find a website for it, and I could not. But that is the information. Probably some bigger news, and we'll talk about this. Ring of Honor and New Japan present War of the Worlds Saturday, May 16th in the iconic Hammerstein Ballroom, New York City. Both the ROH title and the IWGP titles are on the line at this event. Scheduled to appear, Jushin Thunder Liger, Kevin Steen, Adam Cole, the Young Bucks, Red Dragon, the Briscoes, the Bullet Club, Jay Lethal, many, many more. Info is available at www.rohwrestling.com. It is available on iPay-per-view at ustream.tv/Ring of Honor Wrestling. The event that they had this past week, from everything that I have been told, there were no problems with the stream. It is now up
right.
And available on video on demand. Everything that I heard or read on social media in regards to Ring of Honor and this pairing with New Japan tells me, and our good friends good friend George Coles reminded me this about the television and Sinclair, and they're kind of really happy where they're at in the market that they're at for the time being. If Ring of Honor continues to put on these types of shows with New Japan, it is my firm belief that they have easily surpassed TNA and have moved into the number two spot as far as promotions are concerned. I mean, the quality of the in-ring performance, the commentary with Steve Corino, just everything about it is clicking for them right now. And this pairing with New Japan is going to give them that international flavor, because a lot of the stars that wrestle in New Japan wrestle the same type of strong style or fast-paced style that fans have become accustomed to with Ring of Honor. So, you know, it's just, to me, it's really a no-brainer. I really think that they're on the right track. You know, my whole thing was, the whole TV thing, just simply because they can't get into every market. But, you know, again, you know, the iPay-per-view thing didn't work for them for a while, so they went on to video on demand, which seems to be working. I mean, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, they are the new number two. So,
well, I totally agree with you, because they put on, you know, just as good a show, in my opinion, as WWE or TNA. Their matches, they've got strong people. I mean, the Bullet Club. I mean, good God. That right there is a who's who. The Briscoes, they'd be in WWE right now if they were more aesthetically pleasing. Kevin Steen, Adam Cole. I mean, they're number two for me. I mean, I still watch TNA, but, you know, ROH puts on a much, much better product.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you 100%. It just, it, I think the thing that really gets me is that it's hard just being having to follow it online because, you know, we've talked about this before, and the problem is just, you know, having to keep up with the way that they tape. And then, you know, it comes on, you know, it comes on, you know, they're taping four episodes or whatever and, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, that's my biggest criticism. But, you know, I guess that I could put up with it, you know, especially if we continue
right.
to get, you know, especially if you continue to get events like what we've ended up getting. So, you know, that's just my thought on it.
Well, I'm totally there. You can't really go wrong, and the thing of it is, a lot of these people that are in Ring of Honor today are like the ones that TNA let go, you know. But they're like kicking themselves in the ass, you know, for doing that. You know, I mean, you got Jay Lethal, you've got the Young Bucks, you got AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Chris Sabin will be in ROH in no time. You know, it's just like Cliff Compton, you know, they wouldn't even pick up Cliff. You know, he did a couple of dark matches for TNA. I mean, he wrestled for Ohio Valley Wrestling when they were the, you know, the training, the developmental territory for TNA. I mean, who's running that place? But anyway, I know we're not going to talk about TNA, but it's just funny.
I agree with you.
Really
I agree with you.
You know, but I'm just glad to see AJ Styles wrestling and doing well, because if you've never seen AJ Styles live, you need to. Because that guy is just like, you know, everybody says it, and I always say, no pun intended, he is phenomenal. And it's
no,
great
he is,
to see that
he
has
he
a
is phenomenal. You know, and there were, you know, we talked about this before, too, is that, you know, there were a lot of people that were really concerned, you know, that what was going to happen to, you know, what was going to happen to AJ Styles, you know, after he left, you know, and it, you know, seems pretty simple. You know, AJ Styles has done just fine for himself since leaving TNA. And I really think that his addition to Ring of Honor, you know, and him especially winning the IWGP title is only going to, you know, only going to continue to make the matches interesting, make the talent interesting. I mean, he's a solid competitor. There's never been an issue, you know, with AJ Styles' in-ring ability. You know, it's a question of how underutilized he was in TNA. You know, and that's what it boils down to.
And we talked about this as well, you know, Chris Hero, Colt Cabana, Cliff
mm-hmm.
Compton are all prime examples of, you know, life does go on
yes.
in the indies once you've been let go by, you know, with Colt and Cliff and Chris Hero, you know, it's WWE, and it's, you know, AJ, it's TNA, but, you know, they'll always have a home in the indies, you know, because
well,
that's where they came
yes.
from, and, you know, it's just...
Well, it's like what we talked about. For some, it's not a final destination. You know, there are other things that are going on. So, folks, if you get the chance and, you know, you wanted to see some really decent wrestling, really good in-ring performers, you can go to Ring of Honor Wrestling, and you can get Global Wars on Video On Demand, and then War of the Worlds coming up on May 16th. You know, you can check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. I mean, just, you know, the product is that damn good. So, you know, I don't think that Laura and I are telling you anything. If you follow wrestling and have had the opportunity to see Ring of Honor, you can see the Ring of Honor television episodes for free on ringofhonorwrestling.com. All you have to do is just subscribe, and that basically consists of creating an account by using an email and a password, and you can watch the TV episodes for free. So you can see what's going on, you know, and then, you know, they obviously have DVDs and video on demand and all that other jazz that goes with it. So check them out. You know, I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to turn this into the Ring of Honor wrestling show, but, you know, there's good stuff going on in Ring of Honor. So.
There certainly is. And, yeah, I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but, yeah, I think you and Sleaze are definitely going to have a problem. And you're not, yeah, you're going to have to fix that or something. So, yeah.
I am not concerned. Of all the inhumanities of life that occur on a daily basis, Mr. Sleaze, Eric Thompson, is not one of them that I am concerned with.
Well, let me switch gears just a little bit if you don't have someone on the line. I wanted to cover XWW. They had a show in Indian Trail, North Carolina on Mother's Day. Did really well with it. Here's the card. Mitch Hurley defeated Garrett Sinclair and Jason Cross in a gauntlet to determine the number one contender for the XWW U.S. title. The Just Us League defeated Double Vision. Angels and Demon defeated the Justice League. It's kind of like a tag team kind of gauntlet. Or mm-hmm. this was the tag team gauntlet. Sorry about that. Big Country and Sweet Dreams defeated the Angels and Demons to become the tag team champions. So Big Country and Sweet Dreams are now the new XWW tag team champions. Colt 45 and Terry Houston went to a no contest after Fireball interfered,
mm-hmm.
which was a knockdown dragout. And now since Fireball interfered, at the next show, it's going to be a three-way for the Hardcore Championship that Fireball holds.
And I know that you saw these, and we'll let our fans know if you hadn't saw them, and you can follow him on Twitter. I believe his Twitter address is at Terry F. in Houston, and mm-hmm. on Facebook you can find him, Terry Houston. He put pictures up of his ankle after the match.
Yeah, good Lord.
Oh, man. You know, and I joked with him. I'm like, so I guess we're not going to practice my patented spinning toe hold because it didn't look like he could walk on it, let alone do anything else. But he assured me that it was getting better, so we just wanted to send out a little shout-out to Terry. Hope the ankle's feeling better. Really excited to see you back in the ring again. And once again, you know, Colt 45, I've mentioned his name. You've mentioned his name. We talked about this kid a couple months back. Very up-and-coming
mm-hmm.
young kid. Not to be overlooked in the deathmatch wrestling scene. Somebody to keep your eye on. We talked about him before. I expect, you know, if he can make it. You know, because, you know, him and Terry and I have talked. You know, there's longevity and there's not longevity in those types of matches. If you can keep it up, you know, big future in it.
Certainly, and once you do the pot of gold and the thumbtack, the barefoot thumbtacks, which is like, anyway, continuing with the card with XWW, James Drake retained his U.S. title over Zane Riley and Belton Creedmoor. Eric Thompson, Mr. Sleaze, in his debut, was disqualified. He had a match with Angry Panda. He hit Panda with the baby oil bottle, so they disqualified him.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go right ahead. I want to hear what you got to say.
I had the opportunity to view the match. You know, Eric says that we don't give him any rub. You know, we ain't putting him over. You know, and then he wants to challenge me, and then I've got to act like a tough guy and challenge back. You know, so that, you know, like two banty roosters in the damn hen house. You know, I watched the match, thought it was a decent match, told Eric I thought it was decent. You know, and I still get a bunch of shit. So. You know, that's the way that it goes. Folks, joining us here in just a few moments will be none other than PWX star Amanda Rodriguez will be joining us here in just about 2 minutes or so. Our studio number is 213-816-1605. Laura, do you want to go on and take over?
certainly, while you set all that up, I want to finish. The last match there was the Stroh, and XWW champion Sephiroth went to a time limit draw. XWW's got some great stuff on the horizon. We will keep you updated as soon as we find out when the next show is going to be. I did want to give out several shout-outs. I wanted to shout out to Tim Cole and HCWA for mentioning us on their web show. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate it. I want to give a shout-out to Wrestling Hills. Thank you, guys, for letting me co-host Monday night. Had a blast. Thanks for letting me plug the show. And True, it's going down Saturday, May 24th. You've run that mouth too much and for too long. Me and Rachel, it's on. And I wanted to say hey to Michael Lacey and Steel Wolf. He's the lead singer of Steel Wolf, and they'll be opening the show Saturday night, May 24th for PWX. I'm so excited to see the band and to have a little fun. So real excited about the whole card coming down the 24th of May. If you are in the Piedmont Triad area of North Carolina, get your butt to Thomasville, North Carolina, to the National Guard Armory. There's going to be some great wrestling that night. I'm so excited. I haven't seen PWX since March. Totally excited for this show. Totally excited to see Caleb and Cedric throw down. Can't wait to see the Bravados. Just a lot of good stuff. PWX is the premier indie promotion. You got to go see them. I can't say enough good things about it. And I do want to say to Mr. Sleaze, you know, I'm still your bud. I'm always your bud. I always take up for you and support you and promote you, even though Bob's got some kind of issue, doesn't want to live up to his name. I don't know. But
yeah, he's my buddy, too. Never mind. Forget him. We've got bigger things to move on to. Folks, as promised, as on the billboard, as what's been put out on social media, joining us right now from PWX, none other than one half of the power couple of PWX, Amanda Rodriguez is joining us. Amanda, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on here, man. It's awesome.
No problem at all. We certainly appreciate your time. Before I get too carried away, Brian had told me that he wanted me to tell you hello, and I understand that you were at a wedding for Amber and for Doc. Is that correct? In Clearwater?
Yeah, and it was the best, cutest wedding I have ever attended, and I'm so happy for them.
Well, we here at the show certainly want to send out our congratulations to Amber and Doc on the nuptials. We certainly wish you nothing but the best of, wish them nothing but the best of luck in the future. Amanda, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight. Before we get started, it's no secret that you wrestle for PWX, and we'll talk about it. And it's also no secret that you are the current PWX champion, Caleb Conley's girlfriend. And I just wanted to let you know, in spite of what's been said, although I've been a vocal critic of Mr. Conley's, I just wanted to let you know, from me to you, that this will have no bearing on how you're treated on the show.
I hope not, because I'm the coolest. I'm too nice to be treated like crap around here.
Exactly.
I understand completely. You just have to trust me, Amanda. I've already had a lengthy conversation with Brian, and I think everybody is really excited for the upcoming events that PWX has, and we're going to see where the chips fall. We're just going to leave it at that.
Yep, sounds good.
I noticed from a lot of your posts and on Facebook that you grew up in a large family. Is that correct?
I did, a very, very large family. Like, I keep forgetting people's names almost. It's incredible.
was wrestling a part of that? I mean, did your family watch wrestling when you were growing up?
Absolutely. I have five brothers, three of them way older than me. So they grew up in the 80s. So so they did watch a lot of Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Steamboat. So definitely as a young kid, it was in my household, and I was beat up in between commercials. So I didn't have the opportunity to not – oh, yeah, definitely true. My brothers, that's what happens. It's probably why I'm a tomboy till this day.
Okay. And I was almost remiss. I'm sorry, Amanda. On the line with us, of course, as always, is Laura, the co-host of the show. I'd almost forgotten.
It's okay. Hey, girl.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, Amanda, were you?
Bob.
Yeah, don't pay any attention to me. I'm just the other co-host. Jesus. Amanda, were you involved in athletics in school?
I was. I was a dancer growing up. Since the age of 3, I had been classically trained in the Giacchetti method of ballet. From there, I ended up doing lyrical and jazz, and I even took a little stint when I was 18, 19 years old to teach hip-hop and ballet. But since then, I decided to wrestle, and it's been completely different, much more painful, that's for sure.
I was going to say, is there anything that you took away from that training that say, perhaps transposed into wrestling? Or, well, we're talking about two totally separate things, correct?
No, I would say they're really, really similar. It gave me a background and a base for the athleticism that wrestling needs and the conditioning and also the training, because I know – you have to realize wrestling training is incredibly difficult, and you will be drilled to death. And if some of you might know Caleb, my boyfriend, he does train me. And so he is kind of hard on me. But if you know anything about ballet professors, they can be just as rough. Don't let the gracefulness fool you at all.
Okay. How did you become involved with wrestling? I mean, being a part of the family and being familiar with it. How is it that you ended up in this crazy, wonderful business?
How I ended up meeting Caleb. We had started dating, and I actually expressed interest that I've always wanted to do this my whole life. And he kind of was like, "Are you sure?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I always think I'm very bad and tough and stuff." So Caleb started training me immediately, along with George South. So 2.5 years later, here I am.
Very cool. I know Laura's got some questions for you, too.
Well, I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about something I've seen you post frequently is pinups for pit bulls.
Yeah.
And could you tell us a little more about that?
Pinups for pit bulls is run by this really beautiful lady who is from Asheville. It is about the cause of anti-breed-specific legislation. Breed-specific legislation is when the law does not allow an individual to have a pit bull, or they can't be in apartments or whatever. And if you guys know, I have a pit bull. Her name is Leela. I think you guys have probably seen pictures of her.
She's
a sweetheart. Breed-specific legislation is based on the myth that pit bulls are aggressive, that they're going to turn on their owners and this and that, and that is far from the truth. Leela's my second pit bull, and I have never had any pit bull attack me, be aggressive towards me, and it's all in the education of pit bulls. It's all breeds, and it's really about, responsible dog ownership. That's not breed specific at all. So I do really like pinups for pit bulls. I back them up all the time.
Well, I got to meet Leela at the last PWX show at Ziggy's, and she was so nice and so just friendly, and she really changed my mind about pit bulls, because I'll admit it, beforehand I was I was someone that was like, oh, I don't know about a pit bull, because they'll turn on you or whatever. But she's so sweet and so friendly, just totally changed the way I think about pit bulls.
Exactly. And you know what? She's so friendly, she might just lick you to death.
Yes. Yes. And switching the gears a little bit more, we're going to talk about the Queens of Combat. That was an absolutely great show, and I've seen the poster for Queens of Combat 2. I'm really happy that High Spots is going to do that. And I also think it would be great if they could start their own women's federation, you know, like for the Carolinas. And who would you like to face at the next Queens of Combat?
What's the question? I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Queens of Combat was a great show, and I've seen the poster for Queens of Combat 2. I think it would be great if High Spots could, you know, possibly, you know, start their own women's organization or women's federation, but who would you like to face at the next Queens of Combat?
Oh, my gosh, the next Queens of Combat? Really, anyone. I am so inspired by all these girls that bust their little booties to be good, to be the best. So, honestly, working with anyone would be an honor.
Awesome.
Now, Amanda, could you tell us a little bit about High Spots? I know that you mentioned a little bit of the training and a little bit about George South and what he's done to help you along in training. Because we hear such great stories about George all the time.
Yes, George is a fantastic trainer. He will definitely drill into your head your fundamentals. And I think that's what probably makes him one of the best in the area. A lot of people forget their basics. And it's not just for wrestling. This goes for any skill anywhere in the world. If you forget your basics and your fundamentals, you are already losing.
Very good. And I've watched some of your matches against Amber O'Neill. You know, went on PWX Pro and looked at the app and went online at the website. And has she been your toughest opponent to date as Amber?
My toughest opponent? Probably yes. Because I can't really seem to get a pin on her. I ain't even going to lie. She's been around for a long time. She is trained by Leilani Kai, so she does kick a lot of butt with that big butt.
Okay. And being in the ring with her and having the matches that you've had, what have you taken away from her as far as experience is concerned?
Respect for your opponent and always taking care of your opponent. As she has really, you know, taught me that, you know, it's a teamwork, all of wrestling. It doesn't matter what you do, if you're the ref, if you're just, you know, putting the ring together, whatever it is, wrestling is all about teamwork, and nothing can be done if people are just fighting each other.
Right. Now, earlier, and when we were pretty open and upfront about everything, yesterday on Twitter, and then you and I talked, I know you wanted to talk a bit about bullying or fan bullying.
I want to give you
the opportunity and open mic to speak whatever's on your mind right now. Why don't you go ahead?
Man. I put out a tweet out there saying, you know, there are wrestling fans, and then some wrestling fans go too far in their behavior, essentially. And that's only because I've seen how I've been talked to, I've seen how other girls have been talked to, and even how Caleb has been talked to, but he's kind of tougher than I am. And it's really great that you go out there and you boo us and you hate on us and you call us, you know, names. But as soon as you start throwing out words while I'm out there, like the C word, the B word, anything that should probably not be on TV, if it can't be on TV, I don't think you should say it. I think it gets to the point where it becomes disrespectful to the performers, because we're performers in the end. And no one knows what we go through, the kind of training that we do, all the driving that we do. So to just, instead of booing us and having a good time, you're out there just insulting us. I get the insult that, you know, I don't have the best body in the world, and I'm okay with that, but some fans are not okay with that, and they definitely like to stick it to me. And it's not right. Me being a girl, I'm going to take it a little bit more personally, though I do understand the circumstances, but I do notice that there are a lot of fans out there that just, they feel so bad about themselves that they feel the need to put it out on someone else. All it is. I don't think it's right.
Right. No, and I agree with you. And we had I had a very long conversation on a previous episode about this very subject. And folks, if you'd like to chime in, our studio number is 213-816-1605 about fans sometimes crossing the line. You know, I mean, it would be one thing for me to put out on a tweet that I think that Caleb Conley should go on and throw his hat into the CZW Tournament of Death 13, and it would be another thing for me to say, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, at some point in time, you have to ask yourself when enough is enough. Have you and Caleb had that conversation? I mean, you said, I mean, because I've been in audiences. I've been, you know, involved in wrestling and been a fan of wrestling for over 30 years, and I've heard some pretty outrageous nonsense. Has he told you or given you any advice? Because this is going to happen, you know, no matter how much we plead or beg.
Yeah.
Has he given you any advice on how to, you know, perhaps tune it out? Because I've seen, you know, wrestlers go into the crowd, and I've seen fans try to climb over the barricades.
Yeah, they get really into it. It's really an all in your professionalism and never taking anything personally. And don't get offended.
Right.
That's really all it is.
Okay.
Well, I've been to a couple of PWX shows where fans have just been horrible to you and Caleb. And it makes me mad. It makes me really mad because I happen to like you two a whole lot. And I have to put up with a lot of crap for, you know, liking you two, and I'll gladly do that, but some of the things they say are just horrible, absolutely horrible. And I'm thinking, well, would you want to be in that position? Would you want to be up there performing and doing and entertaining everybody, and then, you know, someone just to say these god-awful things that if you set out in public, you get your face punched in?
Pretty much. Definitely, if I was not out there doing my thing, that was just in the public, and someone decided to go off on me like that, that would not be okay with me. I would put a stop to that immediately. You know, fans, they just take it too far. They think they can get away with it, which, in essence, they can. That's not a lie. They can get away with it. But it's just really about morals at this point.
That's very true. And a follow-up on Bob's question, Natalie Slater, who is one of CM Punk's longtime friends, recently wrote an article about people going through his trash and leaving candy in his mailbox and, you know, following him, et cetera. Do you feel as though fans are more and more dehumanizing wrestlers, and do you think there's a solution, you know, to maybe, you know, curb this or halt it?
Dehumanizing, I don't know if I would say that word in regards to, you know, that CM Punk situation there. But what wrestlers are, we're pseudo-celebrities.
Right.
So people want to get to us. People want to message us, you know, and It's going to happen everywhere. It happened to Britney Spears, you know, years ago. They made fun of her. And I think that comes with the job. Is there anything that would fix that? Honestly, probably not, except, you know, just keep reminding everyone that artists are still people too. We still have a home life. We still have a family. And we love what we do, and we love to entertain everyone, including Caleb. Like, this is our life. The only thing we can keep preaching is that, you know, you respect us. And if you don't respect us, at least don't even disrespect us.
Exactly. I have a tweet from the number 3 Caleb Conley fan, if you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you, and him have this thing going on Twitter. He wants to know, does Caleb snore?
Oh, Lord.
Does Caleb snore?
That's not me, Caleb. It's not me, I swear.
You're trying to get me in trouble. I'm in the car with him right now.
We're going to say no. We'll say no.
We're going to say no. You will never
know. And is he really afraid of spiders?
Oh, God.
Is he afraid of
not
spiders?
Me.
Who's asking this? Number 3?
Number 3, yeah. He's on Twitter, so.
I don't really think Caleb's afraid of spiders. He's pretty brave. Usually when there's a cockroach or a bug in the house, I make him go get it. I'm the one that's scared.
Okay. See, that's the first time I've ever heard Caleb being afraid of spiders, so that was a new one on me. But anyway, we'll switch gears a little bit. you recently wrestled for Resistance Pro, and how was that different from wrestling from Southern Promotions, and what did you take away from that experience?
The crowd there is definitely different. They want a different style of wrestling, and the experience I take from it is being able to work with different girls who have been trained differently. Mm-hmm. And that's what I really love about wrestling is everyone is trained differently. Everyone has different ideas and creative thoughts, and I love to pick at people's brains and just learn. That's the best part.
And if you're not learning, you're not going forward.
No, if I'm not learning, I'm wasting my time.
That is a great mindset to have. In my opinion, you and Caleb as heels are just money, just absolutely money. And I asked Caleb this question when he was a guest, so I'll ask it of you. Do you prefer to be a heel or a babyface?
Wow, that's a good question. I'm going to say being a face. I do like being a face more. I do. I do have a really big smile, and I like to portray happiness as a heel. I'm just mean, and that's not, I don't know. I can be fake mean, but I don't know if... I always feel bad, and I'll go off on these fans sometimes, and I'll go off on them in Spanish, and then half they don't know what I'm saying either way. In my head, I'm like, is this right?
I think that's a wonderful idea for you to just go off on them in Spanish, and they'll be like, what? What?
Yeah. It's easier, because then I'm like, oh, maybe their feelings won't really get hurt if they don't know what I'm saying, and it just looks like I'm saying something terrible.
Exactly.
See, Amanda, nobody likes a mean girl. See, that smile is just, it just catches on when you smile in your pictures. It just, it goes like wildfire. I can feel it already. Some of that Conley aid is starting to lose its potency. So there's hope yet. There's hope yet.
Whatever.
Be quiet, Laura. Now, Amanda... Following up on that, mm-hmm. on that same question that Laura had, is it easy for you to turn your character, the persona, on and off? I mean, you mentioned the 80s and Ric Flair, and eventually Ric Flair was Ric Flair. He lived the gimmick 24/7. Is it easy for you to turn it on and turn it off, the Amanda in the ring versus the Amanda out of the ring?
I don't turn it on only because it is who I am. That is
okay.
Me. Except the mean part.
Except the mean
but
part, right, okay.
Except the mean part. Well, I mean, I do turn it on when I realize I have to be moving around a lot and I have to get stretched out and stuff because Amanda outside of the ring loves the TV and the couch. So I have
okay.
to turn off my laziness just to get this match going. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, no, it does. I kind of get that. We've had a couple of fans that have asked us this, and I don't know how well this will translate because you're involved in a relationship with another person that happens to be involved in wrestling. But I'll ask it anyway. How has wrestling or being involved in wrestling affected your relationships with people outside of wrestling?
Wow. In regards to my family and friends, my family's really big. There is always a family function. Someone's graduating, someone's getting married, someone's having some sort of celebration or milestone in their life, and because I'm taking bookings, I get to miss out on these. And at first, they were very confused by it, like I didn't have time. But I think now, since I've been doing this for a while, they realize that this kind of profession is just a different kind of lifestyle. And to love me, you have to, you don't have to understand it, but it is what it is.
You said that it had caused some confusion. Did it cause hard feelings? Were there strains in relationships because of you not being able to be at those events? And what made people finally come around to this? Was it just your willingness to stick with this? It wasn't just a flash in the pan type thing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've had to cancel, little mini vacations that I had planned with my friends, and I know that they were really upset at me for it, but over time they just had to learn, this is my life, and this is what I choose to do, and this is what makes me happy. So my friends realize my friends want me happy, and if this makes me happy, then they're going to be happy now that they are trying to understand. But at first, it wasn't that simple.
Would you like to see a women's championship in PWX?
Absolutely. That's because we're tougher than guys anyway. We should have a belt.
Exactly. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
If there were, say that there was a women's championship in PWX, who would you like to see make up that core group of women in PWX for a women's division?
Wow, definitely me, Amber, because she's a North Carolina girl, so definitely she should be there. The other girls that we've been bringing in from Florida, Mia, Gim, Sue Young, Leva, all a great group of girls that could put on one hell of a show.
And we've had the opportunity to talk to Leva, and we talked to Sassy Steph, and we've got to talk to a few other ladies that are involved with Shine Wrestling. Have you looked at all at Shine, or is a better question, I guess, has Shine looked at you at all?
Not yet. That is such – those girls kick so much butt. It can be intimidating. It definitely can be. But I do hope to one day work with Shine. I think that is a really great promotion. And I love everyone down there, too, so why not, right?
Why not? Sounds like a plan to me.
And I think you'd make an excellent addition down there, Amanda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Let's tell the whole world.
Amanda, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years in this business?
Realistically or unrealistically? Because if I really had it my way, I would be making real income,
right.
Because I've been raised to take care of my family. It's just how I was taught to be. I'm very nurturing. I can be very motherly. So I love to wrestle. So why not have a job that also that I love so much and can also pay the bills and help take care of my family. And that includes from Kayla to my brother, my parents.
That's very, very, very cool. PWX mm-hmm. has big weekend coming up, May the 24th, May the 25th. I know he's within earshot. What can we expect out of you and current PWX champion Caleb Conley? What can we expect to see for PWX coming up this week, 24th and 25th?
Oh, I'm definitely supporting Caleb. You can definitely expect him to beat Cedric in that no disqualification match. That is for sure. He isn't a champion for no reason. I remember he did train Cedric. So it's a trainer versus trainee match. But I have no doubt in my mind that Caleb is still going to retain his title. He's incredible.
Was it hot in Florida over the week while you were there? Was it hot?
It was incredibly hot. I think I laid out for 20 minutes, and I think I almost passed out.
Because it almost sounds like you're suffering from sunstroke. Some of the delirium
God, whatever,
that
I'm... Bob.
I want to
say sunstroke. Is that a real thing? Did you make that up?
I made it up on the fly. So before this totally breaks down, because I promised myself and I promised the listeners and I promised Laura that I would maintain my best behavior, and I've already been in trouble tonight. I've already received
mm-hmm.
tweets and Facebook posts and emails. I can't hold it for much longer. So, and I never thought that I would say this. I never thought I would say this, but because of the conversation that we've had, and because we've been, you know, respectful, I just wanted to say that I certainly hope you and Caleb, I want to wish you all the best of luck, and I certainly hope that the Walmart in Thomasville has enough Kleenexes for after that event, because he's not leaving the champ. So,
yes, he is.
Kleenexes.
Yeah,
are you
Kleenexes.
Hating?
No. I'm trying to prepare. Trying to prepare you. Not hating.
Whatever.
Trying to prepare. Amanda, it's been really cool to have you on. In all honesty, all jokes aside, very cool to have you on here. I certainly appreciate you taking the time. I know you guys have had a long, you know, with the wedding and driving and so on and so forth. I know you guys are tired, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to be with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much.
Well, that's not a problem. But Amanda, go ahead, Laura.
And I wanted to say, I've thanked Caleb before, and I want to thank you as well for being so nice to me at the shows. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, God, you're one of our fans. We love our fans. You're the reason that we love to do what we do. I mean, if we didn't have fans, we would probably not be wrestling because we would not be happy.
Amanda, if folks want to get a hold of you on social media, how can they do that?
I have a Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/AmandaXBR. My Twitter plug is the @ AmandaXBR, and so is my Instagram, AmandaXBR. So the same username for everything.
Very, very cool.
I'm not very creative.
No, that's all right. Before we let you go, could you do us a favor?
Maybe.
It's an easy one.
Okay, you've been nice. So what's the favor you need?
The favor simply is, could you record a bump for us and just say, "This is Amanda Rodriguez, and you're listening to Live from the Armory Wrestling Show," and you can go whenever you'd like.
And then I'm free to go after.
And then you're free to go, and you can drive down the road.
Okay. You ready?
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, super. Hey, this is Amanda Rodriguez, and you're listening to Live from the Armory Wrestling Show.
Amanda, thank you very much for your time this evening. My best wishes to you and Caleb.
Thank you so much, guys. We will keep in touch.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you,
see
Amanda.
On the 24th.
And there she goes, folks. As promised, Amanda Rodriguez.
I'm very proud
of you,
I
was
Bob.
Cordial. I was cordial, wasn't I?
You're very cordial. And very professional, too. I was very, very proud of you.
Well, you know, I've done a little soul searching since the show started. You know, and you know, sometimes my passion gets the better of me, you know, and in listening to or have listened to you know, several of the wrestlers that we've had on the program, sometimes I can get a little carried away, you know, and there's somebody that I owe an apology to. Eric, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Eric, you there?
Oh, I'm here, Bob.
Well, you know, after going through this last set of interviews that we did with Amanda, you know, I realized that sometimes that, you know, I can get carried away and, you know, I can cross the line, and I feel like I did that tonight. And, you know, Eric, I just wanted to apologize to you.
You want to apologize to me?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to be the better man here and say, you know what? It is what it is. I'm willing to let things go.
Willing to let things go. Do I want to let things go with you, Bob? Even though you did threaten me, say you wanted to beat me up at any place that we were in the same venue, should I really accept an apology like that, Bob?
Trust me, Eric. Just trust me.
Trust Bob. Laura, what should I do? I mean, you were the mastermind behind this whole thing.
What?
What? No. No.
Do what?
Mastermind. I was not the mastermind behind anything. Do you think I'm stupid enough to try to pull one over on the Burke County boys? No, I'm not. No. I was not the mastermind behind anything.
See,
at all.
Here I come out in good faith trying to be the better man, and now I'm walking away with egg on my face. That's not right.
Look, nobody put egg on your face except for you. I had nothing to do with this whatsoever. The only thing I'm guilty of is kissing him in a kissing booth. That's the only thing I'm guilty of.
What a sense of guilt.
Look, I'm my joking kid about you trying to get, you know, your reputation as Bunkhouse Bob, but, you know, I'm not going to, you know, try to get you in a kendo stick, you know, to where somebody hits you like that. Come on, Bob. You know me better than that.
Well, I don't know. We're going to let Eric, I'll let Eric think about it for a while. See, I'm trying to be a better man today. I heard Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror on the way to work, and I thought it was time to make that change. What? At any rate.
Were you singing to this, or?
You're not going to get me to sing, Laura. You're not going to get me to sing, so.
I really hate that I'm not, because you could be Barroom Bob, you know? You could be.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah, I know. It's not working, Laura. It's not working. Not working at all.
Honestly, didn't have anything to do with that, honestly.
I know you didn't. Excuse me. Studio number is 213-816-1605. It was very good to talk to Amanda. There were a couple of things that really stood out to me about this. And, you know, and it seems like we keep going back to the same things over and over again, which means that either we're really incredibly intelligent and have our finger on the pulse of wrestling, either that or you and I were both just raised with good parents and good manners. One of the two.
I think it might be both.
I think that it is. I think that it is. I think what it is, I think it comes with a little bit of maturity, and I think it comes with a little bit of wisdom. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. It's the easiest thing in the world, folks, to make up a fake Twitter address or make up an anonymous Twitter address or anonymous Facebook page and say whatever the hell you want to anybody without any type of consequence. You know, both Laura and I, you know, my Twitter address is my name, my Facebook page is part of my name, is for the show. You know, my personal Facebook page is for my family. But I don't put anything out on Twitter, and I don't put anything out on Facebook unless I have some credible, legitimate knowledge behind of it to back it up. You know, I've told you this story before. The worst wrestler that I ever met, the most unfriendliest, I won't say worst, the most unfriendliest wrestler that I ever met in my life was Scott Steiner. The guy was an asshole.
Yeah.
And I say that, and I would say that to him. Now, maybe he's changed from those days way back yonder, but the guy legitimately, he was an asshole to me. And I wouldn't pay to walk across the street to watch Scott Steiner wrestle. That's just the way that it is. You know, you grow up or you watch someone on television and you idolize them or, you know, you become emotionally involved in their character only to meet them in real life and to be treated like shit. That tends to do it to somebody. One of the nicest guys that I ever met was Buff Bagwell, of all people.
He really is a nice guy. I've met him, too, and he's a sweetie.
Drew Gulak. I met him. One of the nicest. We sat and talked for 15 minutes about the history of the CZW title. Nice guy.
Wow.
Zane Riley. Met him, talked. Great guy. Freight Train.
Oh, love
you
Freight
know?
Train.
Steve Corino. You know, they get it.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of that. Yeah.
They get it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's about, you know, and it falls on the fans, too, to not just shove something in someone's face, you know. Go up and say, how are you doing? I'm such and such. I always put my hand out to shake someone's hand that I'm meeting. And I always say, you know, could I trouble you for a picture?
Mm-hmm.
And if you present yourself that way, I bet you 9 times out of 10 you're going to get that picture or that autograph or, you know, that encounter you're looking for. You've got to be absolutely, and I'll tell one on myself. When I saw Caleb at Ziggy's in January, I totally just marked out, for lack of a better term. Amanda was standing next to him. I didn't say a word to her. And after that, I got to thinking about that, and that got to bothering me, that I did not introduce myself or say hello or how are you. The next time I saw her, I apologized to her. I said, I am very sorry. That was very rude of me. And she's like, well, you know, I'm used to it, you know. And I said, well, you know. And she's like, well, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. I said, well, it bothers me. It bothers me that I was rude to you. And you work just as hard as anybody else does out here, and I'm sorry. And you just can't, you know, if you want a certain response from people, you just cannot be rude or be so expecting, you know. There are certain expectations when you're at a meet and greet. That's what they're there for, you know?
Right. Let's see who this is.
It's the way you go about it.
828, you're on with Live from the Armory.
Hey, Bob and Laura. This is Jeff. How you doing?
Hi, Jeff. Jeff, how you doing tonight?
Hey, oh, doing
Jeff.
Good. Hey. Yeah, I was just listening to the show. I thought she made a great point about, you know, common courtesy at shows towards wrestlers and wrestlers towards fans. Now, I think just because some people think just because they paid for a ticket that just allows for shenanigans galore, but it still comes down to, like, which is a basic respect for human beings and stuff just in general. Just because you bought a ticket, you know.
Right, and you know, just something
allow you carte blanche.
Right, and something just came back to me, and I know George Coles will slap me when he sees me. I remember back in the day, you know, in the ECW shows, that, you know, Francine would come out, and I can remember the crowd chanting to her, "She's a crack whore," you know, back, you know, during the crack rampage, you know, and the crowd just, you know, just going nuts over that, you know, and shouting to the point where the action in the ring would stop, you know, and of course she played along with it. But at some point in time, you know, I mean, it goes as far back as what wrestling has. I mean, the times always dictate what people say. And this is, you know, my whole thought process on it is, you know, everybody's entitled to freedom of speech, but you're also not free to be an asshole to somebody else. And that's
exactly
what this boils down to. You know, people crossing the line.
And, you know, I'll say as far as wrestlers, too, reverse heat. And this was talked about today, reverse heat and, you know, interacting with fans doesn't give you, as a wrestler on the show, carte blanche to cuss out or actually threaten fans at shows neither. So it kind of goes both ways, just knowing how to actually work a crowd and understand the basic psychology of it too. But that definitely goes both ways. And, you know, it's definitely, once you hear a wrestler talking about it, it makes you think twice, too, about how you act at shows. So I'm not going to say that I have a clear record on that, but it's definitely something I'll think about the next time.
I agree, and it's a valid thing that she brought up.
The DA, huh, Jeff?
And I'll see you on the 24th.
Yes, you will. The DA will be in the house.
I will be there. And I'll see you June 1st.
June 1st, I will be there to watch Caleb Conley win that tournament.
Oh my God.
Enough already. Jeff,
thank
you.
Out of all the eight competitors, it always goes back to Caleb Conley.
Always, always.
Caleb Conley.
Yeah, I know. 110 proof is at Conley. Hey, Jeff, thank you very much for the call tonight. I appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Good night.
All right.
See you, Jeff.
And there goes Jeff. You know, this kind of reminds, you know, this brings me up to something. You know, in talking to people involved in wrestling like Jeff and, you know, me, you, Eric, Amanda, Caleb, you know, whatever, the idea is always the same. You know, we want most to feel good about ourselves, our situation or our position in the grand scheme of things. And for me, wrestling is no different. It can just take a little longer for some. You know, we all want that WrestleMania moment, but few of us will attain it. Instead, we get a Cypress, Texas moment, or a Marietta, Ohio moment, or a Hickory, North Carolina moment. You know, some will never make it out of the rec centers, the VFWs, the armories of wrestling. It's a long road in wrestling, and everybody's definition of success varies. In the end, it's about passion. Passion for this great sport. It's a commitment to excellence, whether you're in front of 50 people or 50,000. I feel fortunate that everyone that we've had on this show has had that passion. They've had that commitment. You can hear it in their voice, in what they talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And both Laura and I will continue to strive to bring that type of guest on the show. We get asked a lot about the process of selecting whom we send out requests to see if they're interested in coming on the show. As a matter of fact, before we went on air, we were talking about having sent out requests, interview requests to Johnny Gargano and to Drew Gulak. So I'm just putting that out there. There are things that we do. The process is really simple. If Laura or I would pay or have paid to see these folks wrestle, that's who we asked to come on the show. It's really not a no-brainer. I mean, obviously there's always that fantasy guest that you would love to have on. We don't do a legend show here. We don't have a lot of the wrestlers from back in the day. We've had a couple that have been around for some time, but we don't necessarily, our niche isn't getting guys from the NWA from 1978. That's not what we do. We get asked a lot if we have some kind of inside track. Not really. What we've learned is that if we as fans who just happen to do a wrestling show, just be ourselves, word of mouth does the rest. We're proud of that. We have fans and this is not bragging or boasting, we have fans that are worldwide. We have fans that listen to this show in Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, the United States, Mexico, East Coast, West Coast, and we're very grateful for each and every one of you. I wanted to let everybody know that we are truly appreciative of all the support that we've gotten. I know that Laura earlier in the show mentioned we got shout-outs from PWX today. We got shout-outs in this week from HCWA. Is that right, Laura?
That's right.
HCWA gave us a shout-out. Thank you for all the support. We certainly appreciate it. Next week will be our 20th episode, and I'm going to go on and tell you ahead of time who the guests are for next week. Our guest next week, once again, Laura's done it to me again. I got a break this week. We only had to prep for one guest. Now we got to prep for two next week. Our guest next week will be Lance Lude and Ethan Case will be on the show. So
it's
going to
be a PWX
excited.
Double shot.
There you go. We're very excited to have both of those folks on. Lance Lude and Ethan Case will be our guests next week. We're very, very happy to have them on. And, you know, a lot of times I'll get messages and stuff, you know, and people will say, you know, well, why do you tell so much about the show? You know, why do you tell people what you do? And it's because we said from day one that we were going to be honest and upfront with the fans. We're not trying to, you know, involve you in storylines and, you know, this, that, and the other. That's what we watch wrestling for. You know, that's what we watch wrestling for. So, you know, we're honest and upfront with it, you know, and that's the way that it is, you know. Let's see if our buddies had time to think here. You there, Eric?
Yes, sir, Bob.
So, what's your decision?
You?
I'm fine, sir. What's your decision, Mr. Sleaze?
Well, how about this, Bob? I'm going to accept your apology. Because, you know, I know I come on the show every week, you know, I enjoy calling into the show. So, you know, me being, today I'm just feeling in an antsy mood. I may have come off a little strong today, Bob, you know.
Yeah.
I got a lot of things on my mind, a lot of things, like, you like to drop pipe bombs. I like to drop pipe bombs. I kind of want to drop one right now, but then I'm going to have to change my gimmick. And I'm going to have to start looking for a few more bookings because what I might say might piss a lot of people off. But it might get this to be one of the highest-rated shows over all your shows.
It could be. That's a steep hill to climb. I was going to tell the fans, we are fast approaching 3,000 downloads in 19 weeks.
Woo-hoo!
And we're very ecstatic about the number of downloads. And to be honest, you know, and that's great, you know, and it doesn't really matter to me whether or not we have one download or a million downloads. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I was reminded by somebody this week that those types of rewards are the payoff for the hard work that Laura and I and others have put into this show. So we're very grateful, you know. We're very thankful for the fans that decide to tune into us. Whether they tune into us live each and every week like Eric does, it's always fun to have Eric on the show. You know, we get a different perspective because Eric is a true independent wrestler, and that's what the basis of this show is. You know, people say, why is Eric Thompson always on the show every damn week? Doesn't he have anything better to do? No, Eric's welcome on the show. That's right. Eric is welcome on this show anytime that Eric wants to come on this show because Eric is the guy that is working a job, packing up a car at night, driving to a show, performing for fans, driving back home, getting up and doing it week in and week out. That's why. So that's what we do here. You know, and we're happy if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening to us on iTunes, you know, word of mouth gets around. You know, whatever we can do to help promote this great sport that we love, we will continue to do. And whatever comes along with it, what is whatever comes along with it. Is it nice to get a pat on the back? Sure. But I'm not going to sprain my arm or Laura's arm patting ourselves on the back. So.
Well, can I shoot a little bit, please?
Go right ahead, Eric.
All right. Once again, this is probably going to come off like the most unprofessional thing I've ever said in my life on wrestling radio, but I'm going to say it because I'm actually getting pretty fucking tired, Bob.
Okay.
Okay. I, last year, everybody remembers it because I don't let anybody forget it. It's the one thing that I've been proud of over my whole career. The one crowning achievement that I've had this whole time in my career was that I was the runner-up on WrestleCade at WrestleCade Idol Contest that I promoted every day, probably 30 times a day, for over 4 months. I promoted the shit out of WrestleCade last year. I promoted the shit out of it. Promoted the WrestleCade Idol Contest. Lost a lot of friends on my Facebook. Got unfollowed by quite a few people on Twitter. But you know what? It's about that time again for me to say something that's really, at this point, I really could give two shits, honestly, because I'm getting a little frustrated.
Okay.
Ever since the end of WrestleCade of last year, I sent messages out. I said, hey, I would love to do the show again next year. It was the best experience of my life. I had the most spectacular time of my whole career that weekend. And I've been told, contact me around we're doing booking for the big show now. We're doing booking for the regular show. We're not doing booking for the fan fest. We're not doing booking for this time and that time and everything like that. And I've been on hold every fucking month. So I finally saw where if I sent in a resume saying, hey, this is my accomplishments, this is what I've done, I will have it looked at and maybe I can get on the fan fest. Okay? Well, Set that out. Set that out. And I've tried to contact back a few times. Haven't really kind of got the runaround. I'm pretty sure it's just they're going in a different direction this year, and I can understand that. But just say, hey, I don't want to book you. That's fine with me. Then I can go on my merry way and not worry about what could happen in November. Should I take other dates in November instead of the show that I would love to be a part of? Now, BMA, just for saying this, I'm probably not going to get booked, but oh fucking well. It really doesn't matter to me at this point. I'm bending out because I enjoy what I do. I enjoy doing big, huge shows. I enjoy being able to wrestle in front of thousands of people. That was a big experience for me. You know, and big things came out of it. I became part of $5 Wrestling, which was one of the best moves of my career because that is one of the best locker rooms I've ever been a part of in my whole fucking career. And everybody that talks shit about $5 Wrestling can honestly eat a dick. So, you know, I sit here right now on this radio saying, you know, I've sent in my footage, and I've talked to people in locker rooms, and they're like, I'm like, hey, guys, have you heard about a WrestleCade Fan Fest? And I've had numerous people go, yeah, I'm already booked for it. So guess what that tells me? The people that tell me, oh, we're not booking for it yet. We're not, keep in touch with us. Yeah, you're just basically saying, hey, you know, you did the WrestleCade Idol thing. If you wouldn't have even gotten to second place, if you wouldn't have promoted as much last year, you would have never been a part of that show because you're not what we're looking for. And you know what? I'm used to it. I'm used to promoters telling me I'm not what they're looking for. But if you can ask any promotion that I work for, when I go in that ring, I give you a show. I get so sick and tired of getting runarounds for big companies that I try to put a little bit of interest in. You know, I've quit driving to certain companies because I've finally come to the realization in my mind that I will never be a part of this company. And now I need to go and find better things and bigger things and try harder to find different companies that will appreciate somebody that can go out and entertain a group instead of, hey, let's go see the same guy that I saw last week in a shit show, you know? I mean, I've been a part of some shit shows, guys. I've been a part of that. I've been a part of it. And I understand. But you know what? Like I said, I'm really, if people, guess what? From now on, I'm going to start a page on Facebook, and it's going to be, instead of you're not getting booked, it's going to be Eric Thompson's not getting booked at this company, and I want every fucking company that will never book me to go ahead and write their fucking name down in that list. So I don't have to give two shits about that company.
So what we can do is that we can let everybody know that it's not, how can I word this? Mr. Sleaze doesn't need WrestleCade. WrestleCade needs Mr. Sleaze.
That sounds good, because I'm pretty sure there's people that would pay to come see me at WrestleCade again this year. I'm pretty sure I had a lot of fans that came to last year's show because I did promote the fuck out of it.
Well,
yeah, you did.
You did do that. I do remember that. You know, unfortunately, there's only so much stroke that Laura and I have, but you know us. We always put it out there, and we always give it to, we always let you have the time to get out what you need to get out. So if you'd like to see Mr. Sleaze, Eric Thompson booked at WrestleCade, contact them on Twitter at WrestleCade. It's really pretty simple.
I mean, if fuck, if you want to see me on WrestleCade, hit up WrestleCade. If you want to see me at any fucking company, fucking hit the company up. Say, hey, I want to see Mr. Sleaze. Don't worry about if you're waiting for the promoter to go, oh, I'm just gonna pick Mr. Sleaze out of the fucking air and go, here you go, fans. No, you gotta actually go to the fuckers and tell them, hey, I want to see Mr. Sleaze at your show. I would love to see Mr. Sleaze at your show. And maybe if you say it 755 times in a row, maybe the promoters will go, hey, if 750 people have said this like 20 fucking times, hey, holy shit, maybe 750 fucking people might actually come to my show. Oh, shit.
Why don't you tell them where you're going to be Friday night?
Yep.
Oh, Friday night, I actually got a big opportunity, thanks to Zane Raleigh and Jake and High Spots. I will be traveling with Zane Raleigh, Amanda Rodriguez, who was on the show tonight, and Sojo Bolt to,
Amelia.
To Virginia. Amelia, Virginia for Big Time Wrestling. I'm going
very
up there
cool.
And setting up a ring. I might actually get to work the show. If you're in Virginia and you're in that area, come say hey to me. Tell the booker, hey, I came to see Mr. Sleaze. If not, go fuck yourself.
As always, Eric is no holds barred, as always. Eric, thank you very much, and we're going to have to wrap this up. You know, I'm tired, Laura.
I noticed.
I am. I'm tired.
I noticed. You know, have you thought about taking a vacation, Bob? I mean, I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm just saying that, you know, vacation, you know, might calm your nerves.
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily think a vacation will do me any good, but I know what will do me some good.
Timely aid.
Wrong. May the 24th, when Cedric Alexander becomes your new PWX heavyweight champion, that I can tell everybody like I've been telling them for the past 20 weeks, Caleb Conley is a fraud.
Caleb Conley is not a fraud.
He's a fake.
He's not.
He's a phony.
He's genuine. He
he's
is
a paper
genuine
champion.
Person.
He's a paper
he
champion.
Not. He's held that belt for 2 years.
Yeah. Two long years of nothing but Caleb Conley, Caleb Conley, Caleb Conley. Folks, thank you very much for tuning in with us tonight. Again, our guests next week will be Lance Lude and Ethan Case. Laura, do you have anything that you would like to say to the good people before we call it a night?
Real quickly, I'd just like to thank everybody for tuning in, and thank you. We've got about 10 or 12 people who actually followed us from our
previous Twitter followers tweeting out that they need to follow us. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. We'll get to 2,000. If I have to hand out cards to everybody at PWX next weekend, we'll get to it.
Folks, we're here every Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you very much for joining us. And remember, folks, there is never a bad seat here at the Armory. We'll see you next week. Good night.
See ya.